Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in three different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DBM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DBM Production Empire.
DBMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Yeah! All right, let's do it! Suck it!
Come on, everyone, let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden. Come on and come on, we'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's moist and happy friendship garden.
Mr. Miller, you wanted to see me?
Dodds, yes. Thank you for coming. My God, it is magnificent.
Sir?
Everything they said it would be. Marvelous.
The LockCorp report?
No.
Because I did work at that all weekend.
Yeah. Good for you.
I put in late nights also.
Yes.
And I especially like the way that the PowerPoint crossfades.
Dodds, stop projecting sound waves from your face hole. I called you here for a reason. Now, what do you know about art?
Art, sir? You mean like Rembrandt, Picasso, or dogs playing poker?
Exactly. I'm a bit of a collector, don't you know? I might even be a bit obsessive.
Obsessive? Sir, you're a full-blown sociopath.
No need for flattery, Dodds. You've already got the job. The point is that I've made it my goal in life to acquire only the very rarest art pieces, even if it means going to the far corners of the earth to retrieve the pieces from the owner's cold, dead hands.
You must be a joy to travel with, sir.
I snore like a wildebeest, and my flatulence has caused holy men to renounce God, but I get the job done. And my job today is to add your piece of history to my collection.
Sorry, sir, I didn't bring any history with me today.
Damn it, I'm talking about your head, boy. Dodds, do you understand that, like Atlas, you bear a font of magnificence on your shoulders?
The what? Who? What?
Your cabeza, your noggin, the old brain pan, the control center, your beat computer, the top end of your spine, Mr. Thinky. Your ever-loving, hair-covered, orifice-sporting head. I must have it.
You mean like an organ donation? Like after I'm dead?
Stop joking, Dodds. I mean now.
Sir, if you just read the report, you'd see that I'm still using my head to do work-related things.
We've got plenty of analytics monkeys that can take your place. Fabulous. This will look perfect across from the Mona Helen.
Do you mean the Mona Lisa?
Mona Helen. It's a secret Da Vinci, only in my collection. Better than the Mona Lisa.
I kind of like to see that, actually.
Oh, and you will! You will! In fact, when your head is down in my secret crypt, it'll be all you'll ever see again.
Sir, are you proposing to cut off my head and keep it in some kind of ghoulish, stuffy, dank crypt museum?
Good God, no! It's not stuffy at all. It's got central air.
Mr. Miller, I'm sorry, but you're insane, and I can't be a part of this. You're a psychopathic lunatic. But more importantly, I have a presentation due for marketing.
Oh, fuck marketing. Damn it, Dodds. Can't you see you have a chance to be a part of history? Like the Mona Helen, Canadian Gothic, or Van Gogh's Starry Laundromat?
Sir, my work is my art, and I just can't abandon it. Think of the mid-level managers, bereft of interesting graphics or engaging statistics, floating through presentations without amusing clip art. Lost. It's torture.
And you call me the crazy one. Dodds, I can fill your slot in 15 seconds. Any paper jockey in the office can get me this. In a matter of... My God, man, you're right. This is... It's breathtaking. By all that's holy, I've never seen such perfection. It's as if the heavens opened up, God himself refilled the toner, and then printed this out. You have a sacred mission, son. You must produce more of these for my collection. That's all you will do here from now on.
So I get to keep my head?
Oh, yes, yes! I would never think of depriving you of something so useful. You couldn't live and work without your head. It's not just a piece of useless skin.
Oh, that's a relief.
Oh, right, quite right. So, speaking of useless skin, are you doing anything with your penis?
Captain's Log. Stardate 7522.4. Mr. Spock, Dr. McCoy and I are beaming down to the surface of the planet Gorgolon to establish diplomatic relations.
Spock, analysis.
We have materialized on the planet Gorgolon safely, Captain. Air and gravity are within safe parameters.
I could have told you that just by breathing in, you pointy-eared freak.
Bones, enough. We're here on a diplomatic mission. And you must be the ambassadors.
Greetings, Captain. Yes, we are. I am Karin, and this is my second, Talun.
It is my honor, Captain Karuk.
It's Kirk, Talun, but I could never take offense in the presence of such beauty.
Let go of my...
Captain, I must caution you that the Gorgolons are not what they seem. Their basic structure is fundamentally different from ours.
Can it, you green bloody parasite? You Vulcans have all the diplomacy of a rusty tire iron.
No, the Vulcan speaks true. Our basic body chemistry is drastically different from yours, and even the forms we are projecting right now are more pleasing to your eyes than our true shapes.
Hopefully, much more pleasing.
You must excuse Talun, as he is in the midst of his spawning cycle. He must empty his reproductive spore sac soon, lest he sprain a gonad. He has not found a proper mate.
That sounds uncomfortable. So, Madam Ambassador, why did you request me specifically for this mission, the man known across the galaxy as the Love Captain?
Yes, it does seem illogical, given your pristine emotionless state.
Yeah, for once I've got to agree with this heartless, inhuman bastard.
I have no use for the Karuk. It is the Spock I have requested. His intelligence, stability, and wisdom are known far and wide.
This is true. And logical.
Oh, give it a rest, you unholy refugee from God's rectum.
And the Makai is famous for his great knowledge of xenobiology. He can help ease Talun's discomfort.
Great. Another alien monstrosity. Just when I got used to science officer Jerkoff.
I do not need the Makai. The Karuk can assuage my pain. My orbs are engorged.
Quick thinking with that sedative, Bones.
Jim, we better get you off this godforsaken planet before Loverboy here wakes up.
But I don't understand. You're a woman, a beautiful woman. I should be irresistible to you. Irresistible, damn it!
What did you expect, Karuk? We are wholly incompatible. I am based on a matrix of lithium, magnesium, and silicon, and my simplest secretions would burn you irreparably.
Boy, you Korgalons really know how to turn on the charm, don't you?
Doctor, it would be the height of folly to expect any non-Terran life form to be made of the same base materials, let alone capable of mutually pleasurable reproduction.
That never stopped me before, Spock. I've been with plenty of non-Terran humanoids before. Vulcans, Romulans, whatever that green-skinned woman was at the last starbase.
Most celestial life looks like nothing you imagine. In my true form, I have no openings for you to deposit your reproductive fluid. Instead, I secrete a spiky paste along a set of calcified ridges that oozes into my partner's mucous flange.
Ew.
Yet you insist on copulating with any who can accept your seed? Does your Federation not have the concept of consent? I should leave you to Talun's tender mercies.
Logical. It has a certain poetic justice, as humans would say.
Thank you, former science officer Spock.
Please tell your engineer to remove you immediately. The Spock will stay here to facilitate a peace treaty, and the Makai will milk Talun's orbs.
Say what now?
So, if we're so incompatible, why did Talun become so enamored of me?
Talun was out of his mind with lust, and in his madness identified with your predatory nature. Normally, he would not touch you with a 10-brok snuggle-grumph.
Perhaps, Captain, this may teach you some perspective on how your irrational human actions affect other life forms.
Yes, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Scotty, one to beam up and make it quick.
Doctor, you should be honored to stay and interact with an entirely new life form.
Makai! Milk the orbs! I am oozing.
This is why I hate you.
Well, I checked. We only have a case and a half of food left. Stupid nuclear holocaust.
At least we survived together. What can we do now?
I don't know.
We could work on repopulating the Earth. We'd be like Adam and Eve.
I suppose that'll have to happen eventually. Ugh, I'm starving. What are we going to do when we run out of food?
Oink.
Damn it.
What?
If we eat the pig, we are going to starve to death. She is literally the last thing on Earth to eat. No other plants or animals. She is the last of our food. That is it.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to create more food.
How? Nothing can grow on this toxic soil.
Make more pigs.
You know you need at least 2 pigs to make more pigs.
I have an idea.
What?
You aren't going to like it, but I think it'll work.
What?
I don't even want to consider it.
What?
It's the worst possible scenario.
What?
I hate myself for even thinking it.
Just tell me.
She needs to get pregnant.
Do you have a boy pig hidden somewhere? How? You mean you're going to fuck the pig?
Oink!
You're insane. You are a human being. You can't get a pig pregnant.
Look, we only have one chance at this one. If I can somehow get her pregnant, we could survive. Our offspring would be like hybrids, like Tangelos.
It doesn't work that way.
I'm the only one with sperm here. I have to try. You understand that, don't you? It may be crazy, but it's our only shot.
Even if you can get the pig pregnant, we would still starve before she gave birth. The only reason you would do this is because you want to fuck that pig. More than me.
Penelope. Her name's Penelope. And of course I want to be with you. I do what I have to do for our survival. I'm doing this for us.
I can't watch this.
Oink.
That's not good.
Is she dead?
Yeah? Shit. I thought we had something.
I knew it. You just wanted to fuck the pig.
Yeah, but I wanted to keep us alive, too. I was willing to sacrifice our children for our survival.
You're disgusting.
I felt like she got me. I never felt that kind of connection before. I thought she was the one. Plus, you know, food for survival.
I would have thought I was the one, being your wife and the only other human on Earth.
Zahari? Doesn't matter at this point. I guess we could try repopulating now.
Seriously? You can repopulate yourself.
Hey, Paul, good to see you.
Hey there, Dr. Newsom.
Ha ha, Paul, come on. Even in the white doctor coat, I'm your brother-in-law. Call me Doug.
All right, Doug.
So, how's Mary and the kids?
Oh, everyone's great. Mary is chomping at the bit to get back out on the tennis court.
It's actually champing at the bit, not chomping. Common mistake. Okay, let's get you up on the table. There you go. All right. It's just your standard pap smear, Paul. You know the drill.
Yep.
Everything okay, Paul?
No, Doug, it's not. You know, we have to talk.
Okay, is everything okay with your cervix?
Well, that's just it, Doug. You see, I don't have a cervix.
Ha ha! Paul, always a kidder. I think as your OBGYN, I would know better than anyone about your cervix.
Look, Doug, I don't think I should see you anymore.
So you don't want me as your gynecologist anymore? Jesus, Paul, I only see you as a favor to Mary. I mean, you're my brother-in-law, and I love you, but you are kind of a jerk.
Doug, listen to me. You are a terrible doctor. The worst. You have no other patients but me. Mary felt bad for you, so she talked me into coming to see you. I agreed to come for her, but enough is enough. I can't do this anymore. I can't believe that you're a gynecologist, and in the past 4 years, you haven't figured out that I don't have a vagina.
What? Of course you don't have a vagina. Unlike you, I am not a bigot.
This is impossible. Where the hell did you get your license to practice medicine?
All right, Paul. I'm just gonna lay it out there. I've been seeing you because I thought you were mentally ill or something. I thought that you thought that you had a vagina. You're my brother-in-law, so I didn't want to be rude. By the time I realized that you weren't delusional, it was clear that you were going to be my only patient and only source of income. That's why I've been continuing to keep up this charade.
Well, then, this obviously can't continue.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, huh? Like, both of us thought the other one was... Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Hey, Doug?
How about that pap smear? Huh? For old time's sake?
Nah, you don't want it.
No. I do. Please, one last time, let me be your OBGYN.
All right.
So, what do you think?
Wow.
Yeah?
It's really cozy. Ow!
My life turned upside down when my spouse decided she wanted a tiny house.
So we
a house on a trailer,
and now I fly the roads like a sailor.
There's no kitchen, there's no hall,
just one small space to hold them all.
Sit on the toilet, put your feet on the bed,
and remember please to mind your head.
I don't mean to sound too whiny,
but my tiny house is too tiny.
Can check out this awesome groove,
but you'll have no room to move.
Stand real still and I'll give you the tour,
but then you saw it all when you walked in the door.
No storage, it's all easy to find,
you gotta go outside to change your mind.
Some people think it looks so cute,
it's like wearing a giant wooden suit.
Not getting used
comes to all this shrinkage.
The only guest that we can have is Peter Dinklage.
I'd like to sail the sea so briny,
because my tiny house is too tiny.
No peanut butter, there's no doubt,
because there's no room to spread out.
Ow!
Excuse me, I just need to get a little bit over the...
I know what
can
I...
Can you turn this way?
No,
can you turn this way? Okay,
you
I'm gonna put my leg here.
Whoa! Hey, don't touch me there.
I just am trying to get up on
My foot!
Well, okay.
I have nothing left to hoard.
Just two t-shirts and an ironing board.
Some gym shorts and a pair of jeans.
Instant coffee and a can of beans.
That is all that I still own,
'cause that's all that can fit in my home.
So if you decide you wanna live in a kiosk,
remember nothing rhymes with kiosk.
Knee sock? Prius? Free Maz? I'll just use door.
Rejoice, my brothers in evil, for tonight we awaken our Dark Lord, Gerswagovus Sithfuth, the Ancient One, from his dreamless slumber. May the world tremble as he rises to destroy all that stands before him. Nations shall be trampled under his mighty hooves. His tentacles shall rip the crops from the fields. His tusks shall tear the lifeblood from man and beast alike. His swinging nutsack shall strike madness into all those who behold it. At last the hour has come. Brother Joe, bring forth the evil book of insanity.
Shit, I think I left it in my car. Oh, wait, no, here, hang on. Here it is.
You didn't need to do the laugh that time.
Sorry, I thought that was still going.
Now, I shall recite the ritual of summoning in the ancient language of Verhunglia. Achichich, mez fizarn pithak, tuan dupt, berserkra, blurple, gestorgevissif, gnork. Kcha, but the fich pwa krieg fweeb. Gerslagavisith bathargpur. Gersavagathith nagawaga. Gersavagathith. Gersavagathith. Gersavagathith.
Who awakens me from my dreamless slumber?
It is I, your faithful servant Steve. Hi there.
How long have I slept, faithful servant Steve?
It's been 11,671 years, oh mighty one.
What?
It's been 11,600...
I heard what you said, faithful servant Steve. I distinctly asked Grokthos to wake me up after 500 years.
Oh, we had no idea. Sorry?
I swear, death cults are so unreliable. There's never any continuity. At least tell me if the world is still there for me to destroy.
Yeah, totally, yeah. It's definitely, I mean...
Good. I trust that all lies in readiness. My mighty armies have been assembled, and the generals await my command.
We were supposed to have armies? You never said anything about armies.
I haven't gotten to the part in the Evil Book of Insanity, okay? It's really hard to translate. Oh, great Grisophilithith, destroyer of worlds, conqueror of the unconquered, swinger of the nutsack of madness!
You don't have my armies assembled, do you? Fess up.
No, we don't. It's just that, look, we weren't actually expecting you to show up, okay? We've been doing this ritual every Thursday for the last, 3 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Almost four, and it never worked.
No kidding. Your Vulgarian is terrible. Tzorn is intransitive and doesn't take Pfak as its direct object. You should have used the feminine form of Bithraga instead of the neutered Bithraga, and blurple is an irregular verb. There's only one of me, so it's blurp. Honestly, I'm amazed you managed to awaken me at all.
My apologies, oh mighty one. You see, nobody speaks ancient Verhunglian anymore. The tongue is forbidden to all but the high priests of your cult.
Now what the fuck is up with that? How are you guys supposed to summon me if nobody knows the language to recite the ritual?
Didn't make up the rule.
But that didn't stop you from being a dick about it, though.
Honestly, I'm okay with it. Languages were never my thing. If I'd had to learn Verhungian, I probably wouldn't have joined to begin with.
You see, oh great destroyer, this is really more of a hobby for most of us, rather than an actual death cult lifestyle.
Usually we'll just do the ritual and then go get barbecue afterwards.
I was planning on going bowling later. The league starts in 2 weeks.
You guys really suck at this. I'm 11,171 years late, I've got no armies, no horses, no archers, and you expect me to go out there and lay waste to the realms of men all by myself. Is that about right?
Hey, at least you have the element of surprise.
That's true. Nobody will see this coming. The rest of the world doesn't even know that you exist.
The short one speaks with some measure of wisdom.
I'm not short. I'm 5'6". That isn't short.
By the time the messengers carry word of the destruction in the barbarian lands, the Bedouin will barely have time to mount their camels. The ancient city of Ur will only have 8 moons to muster its defense. Mesopotamia shall be mine.
You don't think I'm short, do you?
Shut up, Mike. Oh, great Doombringer, I don't know quite how to put this, but, the ancient city of Ur isn't exactly there anymore.
What other cities are there if Ur has fallen?
Well, there's hundreds of them, much bigger than Ur ever was, and there was a lot more people now, so, like, a lot more. Almost 8 billion.
What?
And also, we've kind of moved beyond horses and archers when it comes to, like, war and stuff, you know? They use guns and tanks and planes and missiles and nuclear bombs, just so you know, FYI.
I know not of such things. I shall learn of what you speak by reaching into your minds. Hold still. You have got to be shitting me.
Damn, I feel like I just barfed through my ears. I got to sit down.
Taste metal or strawberries. Some kind of metallic fruit. Did anybody else get that?
I think I peed myself a little.
Guys, seriously. This is bad.
Or maybe it was more like kiwi wrapped in aluminum foil? Nobody else got that.
No, and I'm definitely going to need to change my pants here.
Guys, when you summon me to destroy the world after 11,671 years, maybe the first goddamn thing you should have said is that your people have harnessed the very fires of creation and forged them into engines of war. A little heads up about that would have been appropriate.
But surely puny mortal devices pose no threat to your supreme malevolence, obi-tentacled one. You are, after all, an immortal god, born of the blood of screaming thousands before the dawn of time, right?
Look, any halfway competent god of destruction knows better than to believe its own propaganda. The last time I destroyed the world, you little fuckers hadn't even invented the Bronze Age. Those mighty armies to which I laid waste? That was a few dozen terrified peasants with pointy sticks and a couple horses. The great cities which I decimated. It was maybe 20 or 30 huts made out of mud. And decimated actually means I only destroyed 1 out of every 10. In total, I've killed maybe 300 or 400 people tops. It was pretty devastating at the time, considering that there were only like 100,000 of you. But now? Jesus fucking Christ. I wouldn't even be able to invade rural Missouri.
But who's going to destroy the world?
You guys are. Duh. I don't even have to strike madness into you with my swinging nutsack. Every human on Earth is already batshit insane. This world is doomed, and I've got diddly squat to do with it.
Seriously?
I mean, look at yourselves. You spent the last 100 years blowing each other up and poisoning the planet and starving and burning each other. You're all causing a hell of a lot more global devastation than I ever could. I can't compete with that.
Yeah. Considering the state of modern civilization, I'd say we're pretty much all fucked.
I guess we just haven't been thinking big picture.
I'm going back into my eternal dreamless sleep. Don't bother waking me up again. Enjoy your apocalypse.
Wow. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
So, barbecue?
Sounds good to me.
Still gonna have to change my pants, but yeah, I'll skip bowling. What, with the world about to end? you guys don't think 5'6 is short, do you?
Yeah, it is. You're short.
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden has been brought to you by Amanda Davila, Chuck Dodd, Patrick Harrington, Mike O'Villaritz, Rebecca Rivers, Nick Mavaragas, Brian Sweeney, Keith Hernandez, Andy Hammond, Tony Morgan, and Alan Morgan. Music by Pop Machine, Tom Giaroso, Scott Mercer, and Alan Morgan. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden is a production of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
WGLY.